Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, we are expecting the verdict on the Latimore fire from the inquest that's been held to be announced tomorrow. And I think it's only right and proper that we as a council should make a statement on that inquest at this particular occasion. The Latimore fire, as we all know, was on the 3rd of July 2009. It was a dreadful tragedy and one of the darkest days in Southwark's recent history. Our sympathies are, as always, with the families who have lived through this ordeal a second time at the inquest and all those affected by the fires. And I think it's only right and proper, Madam Mayor, that we do recall the names of those victims. Catherine Hickman, Diane, Felipe, Tice, Pasquini, Helen and Michelle Udoka. On behalf of Southwark Council, I apologise unreservedly to the families of the deceased and the former residents of Lackadong for all the shortcomings of the council that have been identified through the evidence heard at the inquest. We would also like to thank the coroner for her thorough review of the events relating to the Lackadong fire, and also the jury for their patience and diligence in sitting through evidence for over 100 witnesses and technical experts. We have always supported all investigations and the thorough inquiry to get to the facts of what happened on the 3rd of July 2009. It is vital that the families got answers to many of the questions about the fire, how it was tackled, and what happened to their loved ones. During the inquest, we've heard over the weeks in great detail how many different factors contributed on that dreadful day, including in relation to some areas where we failed as a council, and that is why I can only say how sorry we are. We have learned immediate and enduring lessons from this tragedy and have improved what we do to make our residents and homes safe. The council has put fire safety and improvements to our housing stock at the top of our priorities. First and foremost was the creation of a dedicated housing department with clear accountability. In addition, over £48 million has been allocated to the Council's Fire Risk Assessment Programme and associated fire safety works across the borough. In particular, all similar properties had an updated fire risk assessment that is now available to the public online. And we are spending over £326 million making all of our homes warm, dry and safe. We will be considering the jury's verdict tomorrow and the coroner's recommendations based on that verdict. Obviously, we will need some time to digest and take stock of what she has to recommend. We will do so carefully and we will act upon any recommendation that she has to make. And we will urge everyone in this country that has a responsibility in this area to do the same, not least to try to ensure that nothing like this tragedy ever happens again, and in order that those who lost their lives did not do so in vain.